We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
Good morning, USA!
Yo.
Good morning, Charlamagne Tha God.
Good morning, DJ Envy. It's Tuesday!
Yes, it's Tuesday. Good morning.
Listen, we just a group that lost a member, so we got to get some new steps.
That's right.
That's all. Got to get some new steps. That's it. What's happening, though?
What's going on out there?
Man, I'll tell you one thing. That, what's that thing called? RSVP? RVP?
RVS?
That's what it is?
RSV.
RSV?
Yes.
RSV is real. I'm telling you. I mean, no, I told you yesterday when you talked about it, I said, I think my youngest had that. And yeah, they both of them.
Really?
Two youngest. Yeah. But it's like a really bad cough.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like a lot of phlegm. Mm. So, you know, the youngest coughed up a lot of phlegm yesterday for the first time. So, you know, it's just like finding those natural remedies you can give a child to get that phlegm off their chest. You know
right.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, when you hear your child, you know, doing a lot of coughing this season, could be a cold, could be a flu, could be that RSVP. What is it? RSV?
RSV. COVID.
RSV.
Yeah, it could be COVID. They're saying that even during the holidays now that they might bring back masks because they're saying that, you know, between the flu, COVID, and RSV, you know, people are getting sick and sick and more sick.
And that's what the doctor says, right? The doctor says, the doctor will tell you that, you know, hey, could be the flu, could mm-hmm. be RSV. You know, it's nothing they can rule out because all of the symptoms are very similar.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is right.
Just be careful out there. Should have never stopped wearing masks anyway, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I love a good mask.
But I mean, I think in school, I think the kids need to see other kids' faces. It's especially in my whole thing. I feel like I'm becoming deaf with those masks on because I don't know, because I can't. It's like, you know, you read lips and you also listen. So mask, it's like I'm like, what'd you say? Say that again.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why life is like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why we got to turn the music down. We backing up.
Right.
You know, I'm backing out the garage, turning the music down. Why? I don't know. What that got to do with me seeing in the mirror?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
The older I get, I do feel like the hearing is... Either the hearing is starting to fade, or I focus so much on tuning people out.
Right.
You know what I mean? That I got to focus just to tune in to hear what the hell people are saying.
All right. Well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news is coming up. Colorado, you know they hired Deion Sanders, but do they have the money to pay him? We'll talk about that next. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Say for you.
Morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. I'm DJ Envy.
Yo, I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God. What's happening?
All right, let's get in some front page news. Now on Monday Night Football, the Buccaneers beat the Saints last night 17-16. It came down to the last 8 seconds, and Tom Brady, well, he did Tom Brady, and they won that game last night.
Yeah, Tom Brady's, I think they said, 44th fourth quarter comeback. I'm going to tell you something that's interesting about Tom Brady at this point. It's not even about watching Tom Brady, you know, compete for a championship. I don't care about that. It's like watching Tom Brady compete against Father Time.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more entertaining at this point, because everything about life says he's not supposed to be doing the things that he's doing at 45 years of age?
Correct.
In the NFL? The one of the most dangerous sports in the world, if not the most dangerous sport in the world? Dropping the clues bomb for Tom Brady, man.
Now, also Colorado Athletic Director Rick George says they're excited for Deion Sanders, but they don't know if they have the money to pay him.
Rick, how did you fast-track the transfer rule changes, and how did you come up with enough money to get this guy?
Well, look, we don't have the money yet, but I know we'll have it. So I'm not worried about that piece. You know, the support that we got from our regents, our presidents and chancellors to be able to pay him what we think we needed to pay him and his assistants to get him the kind of staff he needs. But, you know, I've said this before, that this is the time for us to put all the chips in the center. And
what kind of ass betting is that?
I don't think that's ass betting at all. Like, they will have, I guarantee you, they will have that money by today if they don't have it already. What bothers me about that clip is when that man says with confidence, we don't have the money, we will get it. You know he will.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Between boosters, alumni, they're going to get that money. Now, on the flip side, Deion was saying he needed more money for assistant coaches and things like that at Jackson State. How long do you think it would take him to raise $29 million at Jackson State University? That's why we have to support HBCUs. What did I tell y'all yesterday? Shut the F up forever if you've never donated to an HBCU. Yeah. Period. If you've never donated to an HBCU, shut the F up forever. HBCUs are chronically underfunded, and one of the reasons is because the alumni doesn't support with donations.
A lot of times alumni doesn't make as much money as a lot of these other schools as well. But yeah.
And the state doesn't fund those schools the way that they need to. But when that man says that they're going to get that money, they're going to get that money. I just want to know how long would it take for a Deion Sanders or anybody at a HBCU to raise $29 million. We have to support our own HBCUs, mm-hmm. Period.
Now, it's also official. Nike terminated its endorsement deal with Kyrie Irving. So Kyrie Irving is now a sneaker-free agent. Now, yesterday, Kyrie Irving put up, anyone who has ever spent any hard-earned money on anything I have ever released, I consider you family, and we are forever connected. It's time to show how powerful we are as a community. So,
What's that mean?
Sounds like he's going to be doing his own thing.
We got to stop with these vague statements. We got to start saying what we mean. What does he mean by that? Time to show. That sounds like a call to action, but what's the call to action?
Sounds like he's going to create his own sneaker, and hopefully.
You're making up a lot of stuff right now.
That's what it sounds like.
How does it sound like that?
It says it's time to show how powerful we are as a community.
Yeah, I agree, but what's the call to action? Where are you directing us?
We don't know yet.
You know what I mean? We need some context.
We don't know yet.
And do you think black Israelites will stop wearing black Air Force Ones now?
I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Now, John Morant, they believe Nike is going to pick him up to have his own signature shoe, so they believe that is going to be the next signature shoe.
We're dropping the clues bombs for South Carolina's own John Morant. Interested to see what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. And we got to send a rest in peace to Kirstie Alley. She died at the age of 71. She had a private cancer battle, they're saying. You might know her from Cheers if you were a Cheers watcher. Did you watch Cheers?
I did used to watch Cheers when I was young. So that's exactly where I know Kirstie Alley from.
They had a family announced Monday. We are sad to inform you that our incredible, fierce, and loving mother has passed away after a battle with cancer, only recently discovered. She was surrounded by her closest family. and we got to send a rest in peace.
That's how you know that celebrity was different in the 1900s and 90s, bro. Because you know Kirstie Alley, but you definitely know Rebecca Howe. So you used to know their character name, and you would know the real person's name. That's how famous people were in the 1900s and 90s.
All right. Well,
like you know Jaleel White is who?
Steve Urkel.
Exactly.
Of course.
You know Malcolm Jamal Warner is who?
Theo.
I don't like that you had to think about that.
That Theo. You know what I was thinking? Because when you first said I was thinking Dwayne Wade, but Dwayne Wayne, but yeah, Theo.
That's Kadeem Hardison.
I know Kadeem Hardison.
But that's what I'm saying. Those people were so famous in the 1900s.
Correct.
That you knew their real name and their character name.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that is front page news. Next hour, we'll tell you about Election Day in Georgia. And also, Facebook. It looks like they might remove all news from this platform.
We'll talk about that next hour. Nudes.
No, news. All right, but right now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open again. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, man? Yo, this is Jay, man.
Is Jay, what? Man.
Yo, Charlamagne, when you were talking about the PPP loan, I tried to get through. I did a little 16 bars and wanted through to here.
Okay.
Go.
All right. It's crazy. I got the outdoor me pushing S5s and Bentley trucks off some PPP loans. I was pushing some regular joint. I got a loan from the bank. I started to get a PPP loan. Something made me think. I'm already in debt. Imagine receiving a letter from the federal government telling you you owe 50 stacks. I probably would have jumped over the roof. The money stealing. Y'all want to see the Eagles. Walk outside. I never saw so many Benzes. BMWs and Range and monster trucks parked on my block. I put the Nissan roll. There's that nigga living it up. I'm sitting on some rack shit. I can't compete. Some girl teasing me about the car she bought off for PPP.
Okay, I think you need to get a job. Listen, I think you need to get a job. There's a lot of temp jobs available because it's the holiday season. You know what I mean? And
I'm glad you didn't go.
You ain't like that, MV?
Nah, it was trash. Like, your flow was just garbage. But I like the content that you're saying. You're saying you got a Nissan Rogue and you work for your Nissan Rogue and them brothers on the block with the Bentleys and Roses, they're going to jail.
That's right. I think that's what you were saying. You wasn't co-signing stealing, right?
No, he wasn't.
You against PPP.
Nah, I'm saying I can't compete. This girl teasing me about the car support for PPP. I'm putting Nissan Rogue. They got Benzes, Ranges, and out there and all that stuff on my block. I never seen no cars in my life.
That's why we gotta you gotta contact the proper authorities when you see people that have participated in these PPP scams. No, you should. You should contact the proper authorities, man. You see something, say something.
No, don't do that.
Why is this?
Yo, good morning, DJ Envy and Charlamagne. How y'all doing, gentlemen? This is Coach Davis. How's everything?
Coach Davis, what's happening, brother?
What's good, gentlemen? And listen, man, you know, I was sitting here listening to y'all talk about Deion Sanders. Y'all talk about how Envy got finessed by his future son-in-law. I'm not saying Deion got finessed, but that was one hell of a move and one hell of a bet that AD did to get him signed and know he's going to get that money later. But, you know, I think it's more of an indictment on HBCUs. You understand what I'm saying?
Because I agree. What did I say? What did I just say? You just heard what I said.
Absolutely. And I say this, right? Because if this AD can say, yo, I'm going to sign this dude on the hook, on the fact that I know I'm going to get this money. Yo, what are the ADs doing in these HBCUs? And what are the commissioners of the SWAC and the MEAC doing? They supposed to be able to go out and get the funds, and bring their TV contracts. What are they doing to uphold their conference? But I'll give you one last thought. And Envy, you know, this is not to come down on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But You do a lot for the HBCUs, right, brother?
Yes, sir.
And homecoming is every year, just like Christmas, right?
Yep.
So everybody goes down to homecoming and reps their school like they rep their hood.
Right.
And my question is, how is that turning over into dollars, right? Are we cutting checks? Is people cutting checks?
Well,
just going to a party?
Well, for the schools that I go to, yeah, it is a little bit of both. So absolutely positively, when people go and attend the game, that money goes to the school. They have banquets where you have to actually pay to come in that supports the school. There are a lot of events outside of just partying for homecoming. Homecoming is just known for partying, but there's other events are based around in different schools that's not just partying. That is to help the school raise money. So that is absolutely positively.
Absolutely. And I just want to ask just one question,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
Because, you know, when we talk about endowments like Harvard University and Yale and Princeton, these endowments are in the billions.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we all know HBCUs are chronically underfunded. And like I said yesterday, and I keep saying, it's because of state underinvestment, low alumni contributions, and low endowments. What have you done for HBCU lately? I don't want to hear no slander of Deion Sanders if you have not contributed financially to a HBCU ever or in a very long time.
And I will also say this. I agree with you 1,000%, but I know a lot of these schools, like your Harvard or your Yale's, they have a lot of alumni that is generational wealth, that's generational hundreds of millions of dollars that's passed down to their kids and their grandkids and their great-grandkids. And a lot of us are, you know, first-time, you know, millionaires, first-time making money. So it's a lot harder.
Envy, what you said is true, because those HBCUs have lower alumni contributions that are related to lower black incomes and black wealth.
Right.
And I think one of those reasons is because y'all don't know the difference between 1.2 and 29.5. That's one of the main reasons.
Goodness gracious.
Okay?
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
The Bottoms.
Listen to seasons 1 and 2 of The Lower Bottoms on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Power 105.1.
Whether you're mad or blessed, 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, my name's DeAndre.
DeAndre, what up? Get it off your chest.
Hi, DeAndre. We here. Peace, King. What's happening?
Hey, how you doing, Solomon? You got me. I can't believe I got a hold of y'all. How you doing, DJ Envy?
What's up, brother?
I just want to get off my chest. I commend all single mothers. I'm a single father of a 9-month-old baby. I'm sorry, I'm kind of nervous right now.
All good.
I'm at work right now, man. I just want to let y'all know I really appreciate all single mothers out there, and I know how it is to struggle with a baby. I got 3 kids myself, but I got 100% custody of my 9-month-old baby. And it's really, really hard right now, man. We just had a real bad car accident 2 weeks ago. We flipped our truck 4 times.
Wow.
And ever since, like, she's such a soldier, man. She didn't even move out of the car seat, though, but she's so good, man. But it's been a real struggle in life. Like, that accident got me behind on everything. And I know some people get on the radio, I'm like, don't be on Breakfast Club begging and stuff like that. But, you know, sometimes people just need real help. I'm at work right now, and I still need help.
You know, where you work at, brother?
I work at a place called Midwest Auto. It's a really nice place. We build Sprinter vans for celebrities, 50 Cent. Nipsey Hussle done got one from here before.
Really?
Were you based out of Florida?
Yeah. No, it's in Indiana, man. Elkhart.
Okay.
What is it? Is it affordable? I mean, you know, relatively affordable?
Well, what for you it is, sure.
What is for you? Ain't no for you. You don't know what is going on over here.
Hey, I can't afford one, man, myself, but I'm pretty sure one of y'all can, man.
I don't know about that, sir. Don't assume that.
But, I mean, hey, I wish the pay was as good as the vehicles was, man.
Well, give your Cash App out, man. See if somebody feel like being Santa Claus this morning.
Man, my Cash App is Root of Evil 87.
Why is it Root of Evil? My brother, Lord have mercy.
I made that Cash App like 3 years ago, and it would not let me change it, man. I myself. It's so juvenile, man. I done grew up past that part of my life, man. You know what I'm saying?
How old are you now?
I'm 35 years old.
You grew up past that point of your life at 32, bro. Root of Evil, okay? I don't like that. But Root of Evil 87.
Root of Evil. And I got one question for you, brother. I know, a lot of brothers in the court system saying it's very difficult to get, you know, full custody of a child, especially a baby. So
with the background, too, as well.
Yeah, so how did you go about doing that for all the brothers out there that's been fighting and trying?
Well, I don't know. I'm just in a better position. Me and my wife, we made an agreement or whatever. I was just in a better position. It was a better situation for my daughter.
Gotcha.
Hey, I got a question, too, my brother. Can you and your friends build me a Sprinter van under the table for the low, or that's not how that works?
That's not how it works.
Hey, man, look, you can. Hey, man, all you got to do is hit me up on Instagram or something. I can make anything happen for you, Charlotte, man.
Oh.
Not like that, man. Don't start that, man. I'm not in.
I ain't talking about that. I'm on a Sprinter. You see, y'all really think I'm on that type of time, don't you? I want a Sprinter, bro.
Hold on. Pause.
What? Pause. What?
Thank you, brother.
Listen, man. Don't believe the hype.
But you know what you need to do, brother. Since I'll talk to you outside, because if you know how to build those vans, a lot of times all it takes is a little bit of funding. And you know the biggest thing right now is those cargo vans that they're turning into those Mercedes Maybach vehicles.
That's exactly what they are. Because
all they are is cargo vans that cost about $30,000, and it usually takes about $60,000 worth of work, and then they're charging $250,000. Yeah. So that flip that your owner has is a lot of money. But, you know, we might be able to do something on the side,
brother. Let's talk, my brother, because my daughter got cheerleading season coming up. And I need you.
No doubt, man. Hey, I can build a van, and I can cook better.
Okay, enough said. Well, hold on the line. And his Cash App is Root of Evil 87?
Yes, sir.
Help the brother out if you can, whether it's some Pampers, some formula.
I just need a car for me and my daughter. I just need it. Everybody send me a dollar. I don't care. I'm humble. I'm grateful for whatever. I just need a car for me and my baby.
I'm sending you a little something, too, right now, man. Consider it a down payment on that Sprinter you and your people going to build for me for the low.
Hold on, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, man.
All right, man. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now, TJ Holmes, you know, the host of Good Morning America 3, it looks like they put him on a little vacation. And we'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club.
I wish Dr. Umar was here to talk about it with us.
We'll talk about it when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.
All right. You know what we didn't acknowledge?
13 years.
Dropping the clues bombs for the Breakfast Club. Okay? December 6th is our official anniversary. 13 years of the Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. We are 13 years old, baby.
That's right.
Baby.
All right.
Baby.
Well, it's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. Let's get to the rumors.
Rumor has it.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On the Breakfast Club.
Well, we got to start off with T.J. Holmes. Now, T.J. Holmes, of course, one of the host anchors of Good Morning America 3. He's been up here on the Breakfast Club. I actually been on his show. I think you've been on his show before, too.
Definitely. Shows. I mean, we've been on the show collectively.
Yes.
They did a great piece on the Breakfast Club a mm-hmm. while ago. T.J.'s definitely been up here. Absolutely.
Good brother. I went up there when I was promoting my book, too. So it seems like Amy Robach and T.J. Holmes, of course, the co-hosts, have been taken off air following the public disclosure of a romantic relationship. They said, I'm not going to talk about something that has become an internal and external distraction. They have to do an investigation. I'm not sure why they're taking off, how long they're taking off, or what the situation is. Because when the story first released, they said that, you know, both the situations that they were almost like separated from their spouses, right?
I mean, now is the perfect time to take them off the air because it's the holiday season anyway. So I'm sure they had holiday break coming up. So they probably just, you know, gave them holiday break a week or two early. Let it blow over for about a month. They'll be back in January.
But they did say the rating spiked like crazy, up 20%.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that the network is saying it did well. You know?
What is the situation there? Like, were they both separated from their partners? Were they having an affair? I still don't know what the situation is.
Well, I seen one story that said that they were separated. And then I seen another story, allegedly, that T.J. Holmes' wife said they weren't separated.
They weren't separated.
Mm-hmm.
And T.J. Holmes' wife is black.
She is.
And Amy is white.
Amy Robach is white. She's Caucasian.
Got to bring Dr. Umar on Breakfast Club this week.
Yo, you stupid.
No, man. I do. We have to bring Dr. Umar on Breakfast Club this week because I think a lot of y'all have forgot. Okay, so I might even bring Dr. Umar on my late night talk show hell of a week this week, too.
Because brothers, ooh, that's going to be a good one.
Don't triple dog dare me.
I triple dog,
okay.
Double
well,
triple
you know what? I'm going to make sure it gets done because brothers is out here losing their mind. Okay? Not to mention, y'all not even cheating with nothing that, you know, we can look at and say, I get it. Like, no. I don't understand why people keep ruining it all for other women, period, though. Okay? And I'm not talking about TJ. I'm just talking about in general. When you got a queen at home and you are faithful to that queen and that union, I promise you your life will elevate in every single way, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I think folks forget we make vows in front of God. So when we play with those vows, I promise you at some point God going to tap your jaw for playing with her.
Don't be a goody two-show. I said good two-show. Don't
what do
be
you
a
mean?
Two-shoe.
I'm speaking from experience.
All right. We leveled up. We evolved. We've changed.
And I'm speaking from experience. Okay. I don't understand why people keep ruining it all for
right.
other women.
Right.
When you got a queen at home, has your life not improved significantly since you started respecting your union and pouring into your queen?
8,000,000%.
Same here. So I will always speak from that experience.
Absolutely.
Okay? You ask me what changed my life? God, therapy, and being faithful to my wife.
All right.
Out your damn mind. Right. I ain't playing.
Men have to grow up and evolve. All right, now, little Uzi, it seems like he gave his queen an amazing birthday gift. She turned 30th the other day.
Now, who's the queen, huh? JT,
Rolls
right?
JT, yeah.
Okay.
A Rolls Royce Cullinan, $450,000 vehicle.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a big Rolls Royce truck, big. The doors open up suicide style.
Okay. I thought Cullinan was cooking. Oh, that's culinary.
That's culinary. Yeah,
okay.
Cullinan. All right.
JT so, cooking in that car, though.
Yeah, so congratulations and happy birthday to her. Now, Summer Walker is looking for an assistant, all right? Now, if you want to be her an assistant, here's what she's looking for. You ready?
What?
She wants a male assistant.
Mm-hmm.
She's paying $2,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be 25 and older.
Okay.
Atlanta, live in Atlanta.
Okay.
Have to have a car.
Okay.
Have to know about how to build stuff.
Okay.
She prefers that you be white or gay.
Okay.
And just saying, that's what she's looking for. So if you're...
Is that legal? Can you say that you want somebody of a specific race and a specific sexuality?
I don't know. Can you? I don't know. I mean, she wants somebody white or gay. I don't know.
I wonder why. I mean, I can understand. Maybe she wants to use the white assistant's privilege, like Starbucks Wi-Fi. I don't know.
Well, she got a lot of backlash yesterday, but now she just posted job is filled, thanks, and she ended up hiring a black man for the assistant position that she posted.
I don't even know if that's legal. I don't even know if you can ask for a specific gender and sexuality. Can you? I don't know.
I mean, you can ask for whoever you want. Like, if you want somebody to watch your kids, you can decide what you want to pick. You can say, you know what? I don't. All I want is a Caribbean woman.
Or, I definitely wanted that.
See?
That was a fact.
See?
I definitely wanted a that was the criteria. I want an older Caribbean woman.
And why?
Because I think older Caribbean women hold it down.
Absolutely. And they know how to cook.
I don't know about the cooking part.
Yes, absolutely. Know how to cook.
She does know how to cook.
Yeah, know how to cook.
Make sure they keep the
kids.
Hitting,
make sure they keep the kids in line. Right?
No, she does know how to cook, but it's not, that's not the reason. I just think older Caribbean women are great with kids.
Okay, well, that's your choice. That's what you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, and lastly, Jay-Z and Roc Nation looks like they're joining a bid to open up a casino in Times Square. Now, I believe this will be the first casino in actually the city, New York City. I know there's they do a slot one in Aqueduct in Queens, and they do one upstate. But the fact that you can come to New York City, Manhattan, and actually gamble, it's a building on in Times Square. It's a 54-story building, but all 54 stories won't be casino. Just the first 8 floors will be the casino.
So, where in Times Square? I can't even see where that would fit in Times Square. What building would it be?
And this is, I think this is the building you used to work at, 1515 Broadway.
What do you mean used to? We still, oh, you know, that is true. I did. I'm bugging. I did hear that.
Yeah, 15, I heard that a while ago. Way office tower. Yeah, so
that's where my office is now.
Oh, well.
But he said the first 8 floors.
The
though.
First 8 floors. Yep.
And that mean I ain't gonna have no office. Yeah,
you're on the 4th floor.
Well, no, I said it's me. We all, me and Gail King, we all share the same office space
on the 4th floor.
On the 4th floor. Okay. You sure that's 1515, bro?
It says 1515 Broadway Office Tower, which is already owned by SL Green. The plan is to occupy the first 8 floors in the 54-story tower.
I did hear something like that, though. I did hear that, like, you know, you hear things in the building. I did hear something of that nature a while ago. Yeah.
Well, you'll be moving shortly.
But that don't make no sense, though. What are the first 3 floors are like, there's nothing.
Well, it says, right? The plan is... Well, the ground floor will remain in use for non-gaming uses, such as entrance to the iconic theater. But
the ground floor is the parking garage.
Look, I don't know. I'm just telling you what this is. You gotta move soon, sir. Gotta move. You gotta move here. You gotta move there. So start packing your stuff up. You gotta go up a little
That's
higher.
Interesting.
All right. Well, that is your rumor report. Now, when we come back, front page news. There's an election in Georgia today. We'll tell you all about it. And we're talking pronouns. Yes, pronouns. When we come back,
my pronoun is this. My wife's pronoun is that.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Any first responder will tell you, never try to beat a train. After braking, it can take a mile for a train to completely stop. So when you come to a rail crossing, stop, because trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Damn it, man.
What? Damn it, man. What happened?
Nothing. Morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. I'm DJ Envy.
And I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God with the world's most dangerous morning show. Good morning!
And let's get into some front page news.
It's 13 years of The Breakfast Club today, too. Let's keep stressing that.
Yes, it is 13 years of The Breakfast Club.
I said days, didn't I?
Yes,
that
you
was,
did.
That was stupid.
That was. I let you slide. All right, but let's get into some front page news. And Monday Night Football! The Buccaneers beat the Saints 17-16.
Now, drop on the clues bomb for Tom Brady. Let me tell you something. Tom Brady got 7 Super Bowls, and at this point, I'm not even looking for him to compete for Super Bowls. I just like seeing him versus Father Time. Mm-hmm. That is incredible because he's not supposed to be doing anything he's doing at his age.
All right. Well, just a quick update. Nike terminated its endorsement deal with Kyrie Irving.
That means that black Israelites all around the world will no longer be wearing black Air Forces.
My goodness. I don't know. But it looks like they are going to pick up Ja Morant and give him his own signature sneaker.
Drop on the clues bombs for the South Carolina kid, Ja Morant. Okay.
Now, I thought this was funny. Colorado, we talked about it earlier if you're just joining us. Colorado Athletic Director Rick George says, we love Deion Sanders, but we don't have the money to pay him yet.
Rick, how did you fast track the transfer rule changes, and how did you come up with enough money to get this guy?
Well, look, we don't have the money yet, but I know we'll have it. So I'm not worried about that piece. You know, the support that we got from our regents, our presidents and chancellors to be able to pay him what we think we needed to pay him and his assistants to get him the kind of staff he needs. But, you know, I've said this before, that this is the time for us to put all the chips in the center.
Hey, and what we should think about is they will have that money by today if they don't have it already. When that man says with confidence, we don't have the money, but we will get it, you know they will get it. Between boosters and alumni making donations, they're going to get that bread. So to me, you know, once again, what have you done for an HBCU lately? Because when Deion was out here saying he needed money for assistant coaches and things like that at Jackson State, how long do you think it would take for him to raise, what, the $29.5 million that Colorado going to get to pay him? How long you think it would take for Deion to raise that?
About 29 years.
Man, shut up.
I'm going to do that today. I'm going to go to the Bugatti dealer and I'm going to be like, look, I'm buying this Bugatti today and I'm going to figure out how to pay you.
But that's why we got to support HBCUs, man. That's why we kept saying all day yesterday, what have you done for an HBCU lately? Mm-hmm. You cannot slander Deion Sanders if you have not donated to an HBCU ever, or if you're an alumni and you haven't donated in a long time.
Now, it's also election day in Georgia's the Senate runoff, Warnock versus Herschel Walker. And Herschel Walker had this to say yesterday.
I told you early on that they said there was peace through strength, and our strength is our great military. But now they're bringing pronouns into our military. They're bringing wokeness into our military. I don't even know what the heck is a pronoun. I can tell you that, and I'm sick and tired of this pronoun stuff. What I want our military men and women to do is to be at war fighting.
My goodness.
Is be a pronoun? Because remember, the military says be all that you can be. So would be considered a pronoun? That's not a pronoun, right?
That's not a pronoun, no.
Oh, okay.
You can't be a person. Well, I guess you... Well,
you catch your man, you are a person. You,
be all you can...
I'm
be. I'm not messing with you.
I am be.
Well, today...
my pronoun is this. My wife's pronoun is that.
Okay.
Well, I just want y'all to know that.
Today is a runoff in Georgia. There's no way Herschel Walker should be in the Senate.
Well,
I just want
to
say that.
Well, they need to Raphael Warnock need to pick his pronoun. He should say you can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You need to get with this because this is where it's at. Ralph Warnock.
Are you gonna drop a bomb for that? All
I
right.
think that's an amazing promo that he should use today.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, when we come back, right?
Safe space.
We're talking.
Where's my sage
Holmes
at? I need to light my sage. Well, my Palo Santo. I have my Palo Santo on here.
We're talking TJ Holmes, of course, one of the anchors and hosts of Good Morning America 3.
Who got a lighter? I need to light my Palo Santo to make this a safe space right now.
Mm-hmm. We've been on the show before. He's been on our show before. But this is taking him out of the situation. The question is 800-585-1051.
Because it's not just TJ Holmes. It's a lot of people that we see in this scenario. And I need everybody out there to know that myself, Charlamagne Tha God, or DJ Envy, we're not judging.
No, we're not judging.
We are both reformed.
Correct.
We've all learned from our former terrible ways.
Yes.
Okay? And we speak from experience when we say that infidelity, cheating, adultery, it's whack, it's wrong, it's not worth it.
Correct. So we're asking 800-585-1051. Why cheat?
And specifically, men over 40.
Oh, you going that high?
You know why I want to go that high? Because I woke up this morning and my knees was hurting. And I'm 44. I was born in 1978. So I just be wanting to know, why do y'all even still have the energy to do it? And what is the reason? Because I believe in 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. So I just be wondering why y'all be risking it all after the age of 40.
Yeah, my elbow does hurt. But that is a good question. 800-585-1051, especially in this day and age.
Yes.
Where there's cameras, there's social media, there's your friend, your friend, friend's friend, your friend's friend, friend. And even though Tristan Thompson is not 40, but like Tristan Thompson, he got caught cheating so many different times.
You can't cheat when you're 6'10".
He's 7'9".
Yeah.
As soon as he walks into the spot, they already assume you're an NBA player.
And then at this point, they just seem like, look at the big cheater.
Yeah, then they're going to do their Googles. They see exactly who you are. As soon as you do your Googles, you see you and Chloe.
And more importantly, right? More importantly than being huge, how about when you just got a good thing at home?
Mm-hmm.
When you got a queen at home?
Correct.
When you got a family at home?
Correct.
Why are you willing to risk that all? Risk it all just for some other poom poom. Why? I'm just asking. I just want to know. This is a safe space.
Correct.
You can remain anonymous.
We're not judging you.
Your name. I just want to know why, over the age of 40, you keep doing this. Now, if you ask me, I think it's because, you know, you have some issues inside of you internally that you have not healed yet. I think that a lot of times when men cheat, we're just feeding our egos.
Mm-hmm.
And when you feed your ego, you see that cup you're sipping out of?
Mm-hmm.
If there was a hole at the bottom of that cup and I tried to pour water in it, that cup would never get full. Mm-hmm. Personally, that's what I think cheating feels like.
Okay.
There we go. Let me light my goddamn Palo Santo. I'm making it a safe space for y'all, brothers.
All right. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now.
I just want to know.
Let's have this conversation.
This is not entrapment, y'all. You can remain anonymous.
Yeah, yes. And
we just want to know the story. Why? That's all I want to know, the why. Especially if you're over 40.
Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's topic time.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. I'm DJ Envy.
And I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God. We are the world's most dangerous morning show, and this is a very dangerous topic this morning, but we're making it a safe space for you. I got the Palo Santo lit.
Uh-huh.
You can remain anonymous.
Yes. So we're asking, why cheat? Why cheat?
And by the way, this is specifically for people over the age of 40. And we're not judging. You know, we're all reformed. You've read my book, Black Privilege. You've read my book, Shook One. You've read Envy's book, Real Life, Real Love. So you know that we have been on Front Street with our infidelity, with our cheating, with our adultery. And we're just telling you at this point that we know it's not worth it.
And not only because it's not right and you're destroying your queen, or ladies, you're destroying your husband, but also, I mean, with everything out there, you see more people getting caught. Why? There's more cameras, there's social media, there's pictures, there's Instagram and Twitter and Facebook this and that and this and that.
Well, let's speak from some experience. Why did you do it, Envy?
The reason why, I would say 90% of the men do it.
Ego?
Ego.
Okay.
Being a young boy, being insecure, being stupid, and almost lost everything. Almost lost the best thing in my life.
Absolutely.
What about you, sir?
Same. You know, when I was out here doing dirt, it was because of ego. Nothing more, nothing less. I lacked a lot of self-worth. And when you lack a lot of self-worth, you look for things to make you feel better. And sometimes being with a lot of women makes you feel like the man. It gives you a false sense of confidence. But like I told you earlier, man, it's like having that cup over there and there's no bottom in that cup. And you keep trying to fill it up, keep trying to fill it up, keep trying to fill it up, but you'll never get it filled because there's no bottom in it. So when I started going to therapy in like 2016 and I started going on my healing journey, that was just part of it. You know what I mean? Realizing my worth.
Right.
You know, and realizing that I didn't need to feed my ego. I needed to feed my soul. And feeding my soul meant doing right by my wife.
Yeah, and not only that, too, and this is going to be a poor excuse and a horrible excuse, but it's true. But also at the time of us growing up, it was the culture, right? That's what you've seen. That's what you've seen in videos. That's what you've seen in movies. That's what your
being a player
rapper did, and how to be a player.
That's
and
right.
This, that, and the other. And those were the things that were pushed upon us.
That's right.
That you believed that you had to idolize. But when you change and you realize, no, that's not what's needed, then you start to change. And that's why, you know, I wrote the book. I'm sure that's why Charlamagne wrote the book to put out.
I didn't write the book because I was cheating. No, that was a part of it. That was a small part of the book.
It was a chapter. Exactly.
I mean, I have no problem showcasing all my flaws. And I will tell you something. I had a conversation with another brother in this industry who has a lot more time in this business than us and a lot more money. And I remember he said to me, he said, every superhero eventually is going to try out their superpowers. Because, you know, there were times in our lives where you had never been that version of DJ Envy. I had never been that version of, you know, Charlamagne Tha God. So there was a lot of things coming at us that, you know, we had never experienced that were new to us. And we probably just couldn't resist the temptation.
All right. Well, let's go.
I mean, it was stupid. We used to literally be out here like, no, you can't wear your wedding ring. You know, they say in this business, you got to portray being single.
So stupid.
Dumb as hell. So stupid. Man, what was wrong with us, man?
I don't know.
Let's talk to these idiots on the line.
We made it to the other side.
These idiots calling?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of idiots on the phone.
That's how you know they're dumb, the fact that they called up for this topic.
There's a lot of idiots.
Let's go to who's idiot number one? I bet you all of them want to remain anonymous, too.
I would hope so.
Let's see.
Let me see. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up? Hello. Who am I speaking with?
What you mean, who you speaking with? Who you call?
I call The Breakfast Club.
Okay, then. DJ Envy and Charlamagne Tha God, what's happening?
What's up, Envy, Charlamagne?
Why are you out here still cheating, bro?
This is a safe space. We're not judging.
I was calling about the topic about the men cheating.
Yes, sir.
I don't feel that men should cheat because, especially at the age of 40,
that's right.
Those days should be far behind you.
That's right.
And if you got a great queen at the house, like I have, there's no need for nothing to go on outside of the home.
That's right, black man.
I agree with you, brother.
We don't cheat, my brother.
I agree with you, brother.
Black men don't cheat.
Black men don't cheat. I'm with you, brother.
All right, brother. Thank you, man. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Victor from Miami. Good morning, Charlamagne.
He's Victor. Victor morning, now. First of all, what is your ethnicity?
He's Spanish. He called you Charlamagne.
Hold on. I'm Dominican 100%.
Oh, my God. You can't stop cheating.
Hey, Mentos, thank you for teaching me that, Charlamagne. That's
what?
Very important, man. Mental health, you know? Thank you, man.
It's Charlamagne. Oh, Charla. That's Charla.
Yes, but we got to be aware of our mental health. But
yeah, brother,
and that's 100%. But to Envy, you yes. being a Dominican man, you know more than everybody else out there that that's our culture. You grow up seeing your daddy, your uncles, your cousin. You at the age of 9 or 10, you start in every other block with different women. We learned that.
That's not an excuse, though, brother. I grew up watching my daddy cheat, and you're right. I did go down.
Yes.
This is Charlemagne talking, by the way, not the Dominican in the room. Matter of fact, let me let the Dominican talk. Go ahead.
Not just, it's yes, but no, I am not Dominican, and no, I did not grow up seeing my dad cheat or my family members cheat.
Oh. But let me, hey, this is my platform, okay? It's hard to get to you guys. Now listen to me, okay?
Yes, sir.
It's in your blood. It's in your blood. Now, people
It
change.
Is not in our blood.
I got married and I changed. I never cheated. Before, when I was dating women at 5, 6, 7 and worship on heights in every other block and every bodega, man.
How many kids?
When I got married.
How many kids
got
you got?
Nine.
How many? Got a 5 and an 8. Beautiful.
Ask what you got on white jeans.
Oh,
right
did
now.
He say he got 5 and 8?
No, he has a 5 and an 8. No, 8-year-old.
Oh, I'm about to say, God damn.
But that's A. When you got thanks in the Dominican community in New York, that's okay, man. It's acceptable.
It is not okay.
It's not normal.
Cheating is not. You know what? I ain't got. No. You know what? Let me mind my business.
Can you say,
I don't know
say,
what's
say
okay
Spanish,
in Dominican culture.
Say in Spanish. No, real men don't cheat in Spanish, sir.
No. I got you. I'll get it with you guys. But hey, good job for setting an example, Charlemagne, and you and a Dominican like you to start cheating. Oh, 100%, that's good, man.
I agree.
Okay, thank you. My friend.
Go Giants.
Yes, sir. Have a good day. I'm gonna tell you something. What he said is very important, though, because it's not in our blood, but it is in our bloodline. For me, I did see my dad, you know, doing a lot of cheating, and I did see my uncles doing a lot of cheating. You know what I mean? That was one of the reasons that when I started to go down that path, right, and I started seeing myself about this, make the same mistakes that my father made with his family, I didn't want to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that was also one of the reasons that, you know, I got on the right path.
Okay. All right. Well, we're taking your call. 800-585-1051. We're asking, why do men cheat? Why do people cheat?
And I know we say black men don't cheat, but I just feel like if you're a married person should not cheat. Respect those vows, because you are making those vows in front of God. And I promise you, if you play with them vows, God will tap that jaw.
And I'm not Dominican. We'll take your
yes,
call
you
when
are.
We come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Shalom.
I know it, man. I'm in.
Call me.
Add your opinion to the Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy.
I go by the name of Charlemagne the God with the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
That's right. And today is our 13-year anniversary.
Yes, sir. Not me and Envy. The whole show is
the show.
Breakfast Club.
That's right.
Yes.
And we're asking 800-585-1051, why do men cheat?
Why do 40-plus-year-old men cheat? I want to be specific about this number.
Now, of course, this conversation started from TJ Holmes, who is an anchor and host of Good Morning America 3.
But I don't want to put this on TJ because
we don't. That's where the conversation started from.
Yeah, we don't know if TJ was cheating or not. I don't know. I'm just talking, but it did stem from that whole discussion, yes.
Right, so we're taking your phone calls. Hello, who's this?
Hey, man, this is Bob from Jacksonville, Florida.
Duval!
What's happening, brother?
What's going on, brother? So we're talking about men cheating, brother.
Right.
Talk to us.
So, now, my thoughts, man, I believe in my realm, boredom and inexperience has a lot to do with why men cheat.
How old are you?
I turned 31 last September.
See, you're still a young boy. So when you say boredom and inexperience, I understand that. I do.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and I believe I am a young man. I'm also an experienced man. Experienced enough to know that once you experience a truly beautiful woman, you will fill that hole in your cup.
No, I think that the hole in the cup has to be filled before you get with that woman. That's another thing that us men got to stop doing. We got to start coming to these women healed already. Or at least there's no such thing as being healed, but on our journey of healing already.
Right. And another thing is, too, and the first thing he said is once you find a beautiful woman. And a lot of times that's where people mess up. They follow looks, right? And a lot of times looks mean absolutely positively nothing. It's that person inside you. Because that whole saying that looks always fade is the truth. And you want to be with somebody that's down for you, that cares about you, that loves for you, that does the right thing, that's on the same journey as you. And
you're
sometimes
right.
It's not all about looks.
Looks do fade. Mm-hmm. But you lying. In the beginning, I want me something that looks good.
Yo, shut up,
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You can sit there and tell that lie all you want to.
Shut up, man.
I want me a cosmetically ready woman.
Oh, my goodness.
In the beginning, okay? I love my beautiful wife, okay?
Oh,
and we will fade together. But in the beginning, we want something that looks good. Stop lying to these people.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? Hello. No need to lie to these people.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, good morning. This is TT.
Hey, peace, TT.
Good morning from the whole Breakfast Club. I love you guys.
We love you too, TT.
Now, we're talking about men cheating. Talk to us, TT. It seems like you have experience.
Yes. Not to throw my age out there, you know what I'm saying, because you never ask a woman her age. But I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there, you know what I'm saying, because I'm not getting no younger. I'm 30, and I have 4 boys. You know what I'm saying? So even though I haven't been in that many relationships, they were long-term. But my thing is...
How many baby daddies you got?
I have 2.
Okay.
One is 15.
Okay.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that. Condolences.
Thank you. But men want to have their cake and eat it too. You know what I'm saying? Even though they know and see that they have a good woman at home, they rather her sit at home, not work, not step out of the house. Why? Because he has his access to go out here and just run around, be sneaky, be with the homeboys, you know what I'm saying? They link up with all type of little people, you know what I'm saying? Just out here, just on a ziggity boom. No, it should be a 50-50 type of situation, you know what I'm saying? If you want the same respect from her, you should be giving her the same respect. Otherwise, cut the whole relationship. It shouldn't even continue to go on.
Yeah, okay. I don't like.
Thank you,
I understand what you're saying. I just don't want to cause my woman that kind of hurt. I don't want to cause my woman that kind of pain. Especially if you come from a situation where you saw, like, that happen to a parent. Like, if you saw, you know, your father commit some infidelity and you saw the pain it caused the mom, or vice versa, you don't want to do that to somebody you love, bro. And how do you go to bed every night with somebody you call your best friend?
Right.
And that's what you're doing. You lying to them. Yeah, you lying to them. You cheating on them. Like, nah, that's whack, man.
Yo, what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is we don't cheat. You know what I'm saying? Black men don't cheat. Nope. Married men shouldn't cheat.
Nope.
Period. You know what I mean? It's not worth it, my brothers. I'm telling you, it's not worth it. And I just don't understand why we keep ruining our situations for other women. If you got a good queen at home, I promise you, if you're faithful to that queen and you respect that union, your life will elevate in every single way possible. I am living proof. DJ Envy is living proof.
Yes.
Okay?
All right. Now, when we come back, we got the rumor report. We'll tell you about Tory Lanez. It seems like he's off of house arrest. We'll tell you why when we come back as the Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Good morning. Hey. Morning, everybody. We are the Breakfast Club. I'm DJ Envy.
And I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God. The world's most dangerous morning show is here, celebrating 13 years today. Drop on the clues bombs for us, damn it.
Hey.
Now we're not doing that. Angela Yee is the Breakfast Club, as you know it, is officially over. Angela Yee is no longer here. She's preparing her new show, Way Up with Angela Yee, which starts in January. So what we won't do is play Anniversary while it's just me and Envy in this room.
Turn up a little bit.
It is way too many penises in this room to play this song. Okay? Nick is here. Nick has a penis. Red is here. Red has a penis.
You don't know what they identify
as. Lenard is here. I have a penis.
I don't know that.
Rashawn is here. He has a penis. Too many penises in here for this song, bro.
It's our anniversary.
Who is our?
Just you and me.
It ain't just you and me. It's Yee, too. Yee just not here no more. This has to stop right now. Stop it. Red,
one more,
please
one
stop.
More.
Stop.
It's our anniversary.
This is terrible.
Baby,
why are you rubbing
me?
Your nipples, bro? Don't rub your nipples and then point at me, bro.
That's my move. That's
don't rub your nipples, point at me, and smell your finger. What the hell is wrong with you?
I didn't smell my finger. Now I'm going to smell it.
You a whole husband and a father. You got a son. Act like it. Okay? You're proving that Dominican who called up here right. You frisky-ass Dominican.
Oh, my goodness.
Hot in the white pants-ass Dominican.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay?
All right. When we come back, we got the Rumor Report.
Listen, do Dominicans get discounts on white jeans? Serious question.
I don't know.
No, okay.
But that's...
And do you buy one pair of white jeans when you're a Dominican?
Not all.
Because one thing about Dominicans, their white jeans always look clean.
Not all Dominicans wear white jeans or Yankee and Giants fans. And
yeah, because it ain't just jeans.
It
ain't just jeans. It's pants. They wear white jeans, white slacks all the time.
That's not true.
That is a fact.
If you said most Dominicans are Yankee fans, I would agree with you. But not white pants.
Most Dominicans wear white jeans with Giants jerseys.
Yo, shut up, man. When we come
that
back,
is the uniform of Dominicans, at least here in the tri-state area.
We got your Rumor Report. We'll tell you about Tory Lanez. He's off of house arrest. We'll tell you why. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey.
Morning, everybody. We are the Breakfast Club. I'm DJ Envy.
Now, and I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God. We're the world's most dangerous morning show now. I forgot that we are a very diverse workplace here at the Breakfast Club. We have Vicky, V. She's Dominican. Answer two questions, V. Do Dominican men love wearing white jeans and white pants?
Does your dad, your uncle have white pants?
Stop trying to sway the simple question, V.
Yes, we do.
We do. Okay. See?
All right,
see?
Next question.
No, one more. Is the official uniform of Dominicans in the New York area a Giants jersey and white jeans?
They love the Yankees, but not the Giants.
Okay. Yankees.
It's the Yankees, for sure.
Okay. So it's not a stereotype if it's true. We were both correct.
Yes, both correct. Yankee fans and then empanadas. That's holiday.
I ain't saying nothing about no empanadas.
What is it?
Chimichurris.
What the hell is
that? What is a chimichurri?
It's it's bread, right? You get it at Washington Heights.
Oh, with the cinnamon and sugar.
No.
Oh, never mind.
I thought that was a chimichurri. You get it at the carnival.
No.
What's a chimichurri? What is it?
Oh, that's a chimichurri is, right? You could get steak or you could get chicken and it's a bread. You toast it. It got a whole bunch of sauces, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Go to Washington Heights.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you, V.
You're welcome.
All right.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's go.
Rumor has it.
Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on the Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes.
Right.
On the Breakfast Club.
All right. Let's start with Tory Lanez. So Tory Lanez has been released from house arrest. Now, the judge said that he has given the green light to travel outside of his home so he can properly prepare for the case with his legal team. So it doesn't say any restrictions that he has. It just seems like he can move out and about. So I'm sure he can hop on the road if he wants to and make some money. They're not giving him restrictions, but he can prepare for his case. Now, Yamilo, is that his name? Milo, the guy that was running around with Kanye West, the right-wing extremist? Is that his name?
Milo.
Yes, Milo. Yeah. He sent Kanye West a bill for $116,000 for advice. They don't say if Kanye is going to pay it. They've been saying recently that Kanye is hurting. They're saying that the IRS hit him for a huge fee, and he has staff that he hasn't been paid as of yet, allegedly, and they don't know if he can actually pay this $116,000. You remember that Cadillac in Snoop Dogg and 50 Cent's PIMP video? All right, pretty dope. If you like it, it says Snoop 66 on it. They're actually about to auction that vehicle off. So if you want that vehicle, you want a car that's driven by Snoop Dogg, you can actually get it. I'm a bit on that. Hopefully I can get it from one of the car shows and you guys can check it out. And lastly, T.I. was doing a podcast. I believe he was doing his own podcast expeditiously. And he was talking about the time he told on his dead cousin.
Please pull us over. Pull us over. I have a gun. Why are we going through the court pressing? And so we caught no gun case. My lawyer said, well, you know, I can make everything go away if it was Tramiel's. After he had passed, I had a talk with him.
What to say?
Say, I take all the charges you got. If you can walk away free and put it on me, goddamn right.
So is that what boy's giving you about because you put it on?
Nah, hell nah.
Okay.
Nah. Don't nobody even know about that. I just volunteered. This don't nobody even know about that. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
That's the only time I done never said or gave no information about nobody because that's my cousin, my big cousin.
Mm.
He was dead and he told me that it was okay.
All right.
I don't care either way. I'm 44 years old. I'm telling regardless. I don't care if you're dead or alive. Okay? All right? I don't play them street games. I am a 44-year-old taxpaying citizen. So what are they trying to say?
Course they're saying that he's a rat. But I will say this, too. Yes, it makes sense. And if I pass and somebody can put some charges on me so they can be okay, I'm not mad at that. What, am I going to be mad at when I'm in my grave? No. Yes. Save me. Yes, absolutely.
Hold on now. Explain to me what y'all talking about this morning on this radio. I'm so confused.
T.I.'s cousin had passed.
I heard that part.
And I guess they're saying that T.I. said that the guns were his cousin's. That was dead. That's smart. That makes sense. Yeah, that's a perfect lawyer. Right. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Got you.
Are you guys idiots out there? Are you guys too tough? You like, and I'm just letting everybody out. I'm
a taxpaying citizen. I ain't no street dude. So
you ain't got to be dead for me to snitch on you.
It ain't even snitching. I am a concerned citizen. When you see something, say something.
He did.
All right. I am keeping our streets safe.
Oh, that guy right there. Yeah.
If I don't commit no crime around me. All right. As soon as they come ask me questions, I know everything. I saw it all, Mr. Officer.
I know where there's a dead body.
I know where a dead body is. Come on. Let me ride with you. I'll show you where it's at.
All right. Okay. Can't wait for y'all to see the next episode of East New York. How things change so fast on CBS.
If somebody out there listening to this like, man, they making fun of snitching. I ain't no street dude. Okay? I'm a 44-year-old taxpaying citizen, father of four, husband. All right? Okay? If I see something, I'm saying something. And I've watched enough Spider-Man to know that if Spider-Man would have just stopped that dude after he robbed that wrestling promoter, Uncle Ben would still be alive today.
My goodness.
Okay?
All right.
Okay.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. Now, who are you giving that donkey to?
Four after the hour, man. Donkey of the day, man. I need MSCHF to come to the front of the congregation. They're an American art collective based out of Brooklyn. We need to talk about this activation y'all had at Art Basel, people.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
When it's time to get with someone special, the best way to do it is with Magnum Large Size Condoms. That gold foil wrapper is a badge of honor, and it means you're protected. And you take care of things with comfort. Accept no substitutes. Bring the pleasure with the gold standard. Magnum, large size condoms.
Charlamagne, say the game. Dunk it utter shame. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yeah, it's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, December 6th goes to MSCHF. MSCHF is an American art collective based out of Brooklyn, New York. And according to Business Insider, they have, well, they had an installation at Art Basel this past weekend. Y'all know what Art Basel is, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's where a bunch of people gather to not buy art. Okay, folks just go there for the partying and the networking and to deride Diddy if they get the opportunity. Well, MSCHF had an art installation that was a working, fully functional ATF. But when you used it, it displays how much is in your checking account. I know you're thinking, well, Uncle Charlotte, that's what checking accounts do. But no, this machine displayed it to everyone. Now, the only reason I'm giving MSCHF Donkey of the Day for this is because they are preying on the fact that we live in a peacock show-and-tell era. Sometimes you have to save people from themselves, and you have to save people from themselves by not giving them the option to make this kind of mistake. Now, if you haven't seen the clip online, it shows people using the ATM, and viewers watched as a screen scrolled through not only bank accounts on a leaderboard, but also showed a photo of the person using the ATM at the moment. I'm not making any of this up. Let's go to 7 News Miami for the report, please.
Oh, there's a special ATM that can tell all.
Your checkings?
Right. All right, yeah.
DJ and music producer Diplo used the machine at Art Basel over the weekend, and it shows how much money you have in your bank along with your photo. The creator says it was designed to help people, quote, cut to the chase. The ATM sold for $75,000 to a collector in South Florida who plans to make it available to the public. Why you would want this? I
embarrass yourself publicly.
Right.
Yeah.
There you. You're the one. There's your bank account.
Now, if you're wondering, it showed someone who had $2.9 million in their checking account. It showed another man who had $48,000 in his bank account. He couldn't even break into the top 20. Now, if you think MSCHF sounds familiar, it's because they were also responsible for Lil Nas's ex's Satan shoes. So they know how to do things to get people talking. But this right here, not only do you run the risk of shaming the hell out of somebody at a time when so many folks are facing financial hardship, but I guess if you had Art Basel in Miami, you got a little change to spare, but probably not because so many folks be fronting. But why would you want to publicly embarrass people in this way? Because there are some people on this leaderboard with $0. Okay, probably because they didn't know it wasn't a typical ATM. They probably put that Chase or Bank of America debit card in there just to check their account. You know what I mean? Next thing you know, their picture is up and everyone in the room knows they have $0. On the flip side, what if you got money? What if you're holding a little something? Okay, you this guy who had $2.9 million. Now everybody there knows you got that kind of money. Now you got a target on your back. You a walking lick, a potential lick, all because of MSCHS activation. I don't want to live in a world We are ranking people by their bank account balances. Now, Daniel Greenberg, who is the co-founder of MSCHF, said the ATM leaderboard is an extremely literal distillation of wealth-flaunting impulses. From its conception, we had mentally earmarked this work for a location like Miami Basel, a place where there is a dense concentration of people renting Lambos and Rolexes. So basically, they knew you idiots couldn't control yourself. And they wanted to expose some of you folks for fronting. Only problem with that is folks that know they are fronting probably won't use the ATM. Can we listen to the clip of someone who used it? I got this from This is 50, by the way.
This is an ATM where once you put in your debit card, it'll take a picture of you and it'll put your bank account balance on the leaderboards and it'll rank you among other Art Basel guests to see who has the most money. Currently, number one is $2.9 million. It goes all the way down. I've seen it all the way to like number 79 with $0. A couple of people had $0, but it is just insane. It's a really popular ATM here, as you can see. People are hesitant to put their card in there.
The ATM sold for $75,000 at Art Basel, and the owner of it can place it wherever he wants. And there will be some idiots who use it because we live in an era where folks just simply love to show off. And like the news reporter said earlier, why? Why would you want to use this? Rich or poor? Why? Does anybody need to know how much dough you hold? I have no idea. Please give MSCHF the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yeehaw.
Mm-mm-mm.
not the brightest. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. I'm talking to you.
Oh, I'm supposed to. You know what? I said you're welcome in my mind. I'm sorry. You're welcome.
I did
say you're welcome in my mind. Now, what's next? What are we doing?
All right, let's talk T.I. a little bit. 800-585-1051.
We're not actually talking T.I. We're talking what T.I. was talking about.
Correct.
Right?
So T.I. Okay. Told on his cousin that was dead. All right? Let's hear T.I. talk about it.
Please pull us over. Pull us over. I have a gun. Why are we going through the court pressing? So we caught no gun case. My lawyer said, well, you know, I can make everything go away if it was Tramiel's. After he had passed, I had a talk with him.
What to say?
Say, I take all the charges you got. Mm. If you can walk away free and put it on me, goddamn right.
So is that what boy's giving you about because you put it on?
Nah, hell nah.
Okay.
Nah. Don't nobody even know about that. I just volunteered. This don't nobody even know about that. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
That's the only time. I done never said or gave no information about nobody because that's my cousin, my big cousin.
Mm.
He was dead and he told me that it was okay.
All right. 800-585-1051. Do y'all consider that snitching? He told on his dead cousin after his lawyer told him he could make the case go away. Is that snitching? Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. I say hell no.
I hate that word, by the way. The word snitching. Like, it just sounds so stupid coming out of the mouth of 40-plus-year-old people. Okay.
Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid Kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life. You know that.
His business is failing. His house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger. And we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money. And he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new, Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about T.I. and what he said on his Expeditiously podcast about snitching on his dead cousin.
Pull us over. I have a gun. Why are we going through the court pressing? And so we caught no gun case. My lawyer said, well, you know, I can make everything go away if it was Tramiel's. After he had passed, I had a talk with him.
What to say?
Say, I take all the charges you got. Mm. If you can walk away free and put it on me, goddamn right.
So is that what boy's giving you about because you put it on?
Nah, hell nah.
Okay.
Nah. Don't nobody even know about that. I just volunteered. This don't nobody even know about that. I'm just being honest. Yeah. That's the only time I done never said or gave no information about nobody. Because that's my cousin, my big cousin. Mm. He was dead, and he told me that it was okay.
800-585-1051. All right? So what's your thoughts? I don't think it's snitching. Snitching requires somebody to go to jail, right? That means I told on you to get less time and to put you in a predicament where either you have jail time or you're in trouble. That didn't happen in anything that we're talking about. His cousin was dead. So I don't see a problem with it. Charlamagne?
Yeah, I mean, listen, people are going to hold that against T.I. because they've been trying to paint that picture of T.I. for years. You know what I mean? But I don't know if I would do that to a deceased person if they didn't actually do it, because I don't play with the dead in that way. So I wouldn't want to lie on a deceased person. Now, if the deceased person actually did it, that's a different story. But also, keep in mind, I don't have no problem with, seeing something and saying something anyway, because I'm not a street dude. I haven't been in the streets in over 25 years, so I could care less. And I think not snitching is one of the stupidest ways to keep BS going in our communities. Because if you know that such and such killed this 7-year-old, such and such, you know, killed this old person, why wouldn't you go tell on such and such? Because if such and such did that to a 7-year-old or an old person, what makes you think it won't be you next, or your child next, or, you know, your mama next? So I could care less about people seeing something and saying something, because I'm a grown ass 44-year-old taxpaying citizen. So I may not be the one to ask.
Well, hello, who's this?
Bobby, what's going on, man?
Bobby. You don't agree with T.I.?
Nah, only because possession is non-tempus to the law. So unless his cousin was alive when he was in that ride and found with the gun, that story can't be true.
Well, maybe his cousin was in the car when they found the gun.
That ain't how he explaining it.
What'd he say?
Said, yo, I got pulled over. They saw a gun. My lawyer said, yo, if it's Tramiel's, then it could go away. But Tramiel's dead.
Yeah, that makes a good point. Like, I don't see how you could put that on a deceased person. If the person, the person had to be in the car with you. I mean, I've been pulled over with people,
We all got like dead homies or people around us. People would be doing that all day.
Yeah, because when I was young and I got pulled over and we had a gun in the car, it was a bunch of us in the car. They'll take everybody to jail if one person doesn't claim it. You know what I mean? And one of my homies did claim it because it was, you know, his firearm, but, you know, yeah, I don't know how that, I don't think that works like that. I thought the person had to be in the car with you.
But I will also say this, every state is different. So, I mean, that's New York and New Jersey laws. I don't know what the laws
are. I was in South Carolina when this happened.
Oh, I don't know the laws in Georgia. I don't know what the different laws are, but that's a good point. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Crystal checking in from Columbia, South Carolina.
803.
That's what it is.
Metro, what's happening?
So what's your thoughts, it. Mama?
I think definitely this is the intersection of no faith, no case. It's a free game. T.I. is not snitching.
I agree with you. Okay. Thank you, Mama.
Welcome. Have a good one.
You too.
Peace.
Hello. Who's this?
Maragi, NYC.
What's up, bro? What's your thoughts, man?
I feel like if you're snitching on
on your dead cousin, that's not snitching. And also, if you're a civilian, that's not snitching either. I feel like people be dragging the whole snitching thing to whatever it is. And he's not going to jail. I feel like snitching is somebody who partakes in a crime and then don't want to take accountability for what they've done. So if you snitch on your dead cousin, that's in jail, I'm sure your dead cousin, rest in peace, will approve of you not going in jail for no reason, especially if he actually did it. So that's my point on that.
That's true. I'm not going to lie. I'm more intrigued on how does that work? Because I really thought that if if it's a possession charge, yeah, I thought the person had to be there.
Had to be there in the car. I'm not sure. Well, 800-585-1051. We're talking about T.I.'s case. Well, one of T.I.'s cases. This is what T.I. said.
Pull us over. I have a gun. Why are we going through the court pressing? And so we caught no gun cases. My lawyer said, well, you know, I can make everything go away. If it was Tramiel's, after he had passed, I had a talk with him.
What Tu say?
Tu say, I take all the charges you got. Mm. If you can walk away free and put it on me, goddamn right.
So is that what boy's giving you about because you put it on?
Okay. Nah. Don't nobody even know about that. I just volunteered.
This
don't nobody even know about that. I'm just being honest. Yeah. That's the only time. I done never said or gave no information about nobody because that's my cousin, my big cousin. Mm. He was dead and he told me that it was okay.
So we're asking 800-585-1051 if he told on his dead cousin, is it snitching? I don't think so. Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you're just joining us, we're talking about something that T.I. said recently on his Expeditiously podcast. Let's listen.
Pull us over. I have a gun. Why are we going through the court pressing? And so we caught no gun cases. My lawyer said, well, you know, I can make everything go away if it was Tramiel's. After he had passed, I had a talk with him.
What Tu say?
Tu say, I take all the charges you got. Mm. If you can walk away free and put it on me, goddamn right.
So is that what boy's giving you about because you put it on?
Okay. Nah. Don't nobody even know about that. I just volunteered.
This
don't nobody even know about that. I'm just being honest. Yeah. That's the only time.
Mm.
I done never said or gave no information about nobody because that's my cousin, my big cousin.
Mm.
He was dead and he told me that it was okay.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, is it snitching if his cousin is deceased? I don't think it's snitching. I actually think it's smart and bright. I mean, because there's no case. His cousin can't get any more time. It's not like his cousin, because, you know, yeah, it makes sense to me.
I just want
to
know more about the situation, because like the dude that called earlier said, possession is what, 9/10 of the law. So I just want to know if the person is not there. Did you say they was in a car, right?
Yes.
If the person is not there in the car with you, how could they say it's his gun? Because I would think that a lawyer would be like, well, the person is dead, so it couldn't have been that person's gun. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I want to know more about that situation.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tina.
Hey, Tina, good morning. What's your thoughts this morning?
I think that there's nothing wrong with the T I did. I have a friend who did the same thing. He got arrested for a robbery, and they told him, well, he did it with someone else, and they told him, you know, we don't really want you, we want the other guy. So after time went past, when his friends passed away, and he blamed it on the guy, his friend that passed away, and who dropped the case.
Interesting.
So it's actually, yes, it's a very smart tactic. I don't know if it will work now since we're talking about him on the radio, but he got off scot-free. And it wasn't even, the guy he was with that he did the robbery with wasn't even a guy who passed away.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah. No problem.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, Andy, what's good? It's Rock from Atlanta.
Rock from Atlanta, what's going on?
Hey, man, I'm chilling, man. But I did. What's up, Charlamagne? How you doing?
Peace, King. How are you, my brother?
I'm right, having a good day. I just wanted to comment on that whole situation. Like, so I don't condone nobody doing anything, getting themselves caught up in a situation like going to jail. But if your free pass, your free get out of jail pass is snitching on somebody. I ain't even going to say snitching. Making a statement on somebody that's dead. Nobody can get in trouble. You can't get in trouble. And you can walk away from the situation and still keep your freedom. I mean, that's not telling on to me. The person is dead. They can't even get in no kind of trouble. And that's a get out of jail free pass for you. Why not do it?
Yeah, I just don't like playing with the dead in that way. Like, you know what I mean? I wouldn't want to say that about a deceased person if the deceased person didn't actually do that. Because I tell you something, man, you get to that ancestral plane, and you're in that ancestral plane, and that deceased person run down on you asking why you lied on him or her.
I understand that, but on the same side of that, I mean, that person is gone and you're alive. You still got your life to try to live. You feel me? So I'm pretty sure that as the role was reversed, that deceased person will probably do the same thing. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah, and I also think at the pearly gates, they might be like, yo, it was smart that you used my name, son. Like, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
I don't know. I just don't like playing with deceased people like that.
But I understand where you're coming from. Like, I get where you're coming from because you still got an answer in the afterlife. But still, like, while you here, man, I don't know. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
All right, Rock.
I mean, your homie will probably understand. If
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Your homie will understand.
When you get to the ancestral plane, like, nah, that was smart. That was smart.
That was smart. You know what I mean?
Right. You feel me? It's cold to the street at the end of the day. Like, do what you got to do, bro.
All right, brother.
All right, take it in.
All right, so what's the moral of the story, if there is a
moral? I mean, the moral of the story for me is, I am a taxpaying citizen. I am 44 years old. So the way y'all look at snitching is not how I look at snitching at all. I ain't been in the streets in over 25 years. So I am a, if you see something, say something type of person. Okay. Especially if it impacts me or anything that I got going on. All right. You think I'm just going to sit there and watch you blow somebody's, you know, head off and then just go off into the streets like it's all good? No, we got to get you off the street, brother.
I agree.
All right. Or sister. What you talking about?
I agree. All right. Well, we got rumors on the way. We got to discuss SZA and who she wanted to arm wrestle. We'll talk about it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
All right. Tomorrow, Glorilla Cardi B. Morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. I'm DJ Envy.
And I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God with the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. What's happening?
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Draymond Green.
Rumor has it. Call out a name or you gossiping or you chatty patty.
I'm gossiping.
This is the Rumor Report.
I mean, I guess we on The Breakfast Club. This is where the tea spills, right?
Yes. Right. On The Breakfast Club.
Now, when you speak of NBA, there's always who is the best player ever. Is it Michael Jordan? Is it Magic Johnson? Is it Steph Curry? Is it Kobe Bryant? Is it LeBron James? Well, Draymond Green talks about LeBron James.
You look at the skill set that LeBron has. There's nobody that has ever played the game of basketball that can do what LeBron James does on a basketball court. Going to the finals year after year after year, LeBron went 8 or 9 straight.
Nine years straight.
Like, MJ took a break and right in the heat of that. Brian ain't taking no break. You know what he did? Went again and again and again and again. That's why it's Brian over MJ for me.
Oh,
and I'm sure one of the old f**ks gonna say,
that's right.
Out of your mind.
I am that old.
The talent is way better. Just like the talent at Apple is way better than the talent that was working at Apple
everything
in 1991.
He's right about Bron having a skill set we haven't seen. Like, we haven't seen anybody do what LeBron has done numbers-wise. But, you know, when you tell that story, what you're leaving out is the fact that Michael Jordan went to 6 straight NBA finals and won all of them. LeBron didn't win 8 straight NBA finals. Like, you know, since when do we just reward people for making it to the big dance? Mm-hmm. You know, it used to be a time where you couldn't just make it to the big dance. You would have to win the big dance. Nobody ever mentions the Buffalo Bills as one of the greatest NFL teams of all time. They went to, 4 straight Super Bowls. They didn't win one.
Correct.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I just still feel like it's something that it's just something Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, even Steph Curry has that Bron doesn't. I don't know what it is. It's just something. I think it's that killer instinct, that will to win. Like when they on the court, you don't know if they're going to lose, especially Kobe and Michael. When Kobe and Michael was on the court, you just always thought that, you know, they were going to win.
Even if they down 10, even if they down 15,
yeah.
You just know. It's like that Tom Brady. Like, even though Tom Brady might be down in the fourth quarter by 15, you'd be like, it's still Brady, though.
Yeah. And I mean, listen, like, Kobe Bryant has lost in the NBA Finals before. It was 5-2 in the NBA Finals. I feel like they should have beat that Pistons team, but that was a great team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But then they lost to a Celtics team. That was incredible. I think Bron lost to a lot of people he shouldn't have lost to
right
in NBA Finals. But he's still, I mean, listen, Bron still going to go down as one of the greatest of all time. The fact that you're even having this debate, like it's a, yes, you can debate LeBron being the greatest NBA player of all time. And I am one of those old who will say, no, I don't think he's the greatest, but he's you know, top 3 to 5 easily.
Absolutely. Now, also, I don't know if you guys remember, but during the pandemic, Lady Gaga's dog walker was walking her pets, and a man hopped out the car trying to steal her French bulldogs and actually shot the gentleman. Well, yesterday he was sentenced. He got 21 years in prison. After accepting a plea deal from the district attorney office.
For doing what now? Shooting the dog?
No, he shot the guy that was walking Lady Gaga's
dog. Man, you've been
dogs.
Telling this story all morning, and I thought you kept telling me he shot the dog. That's why I kept saying, damn. Got 21 years for
that.
Shooting the dog.
No,
okay, now it makes more sense.
An individual.
Oh, all right, okay.
They say they believe he was the one that actually pulled the trigger. So he was facing the most serious charge of attempted murder. He was facing two extra firearm counts, assault with a semi-automatic firearm, and a felon carrying a concealed firearm in a vehicle.
Okay.
All right, now SZA, she was on Saturday Night Live. She was backstage. And they said she was the musical guest, and she bet Dwayne Johnson, which is The Rock.
Don't just say they. That story came from Questlove. Questlove posted that.
Oh.
Yes.
They didn't tell me who the story came from. See, it just has black print right here. See that?
That's the era we live in. Nobody wants to cite sources.
Well, shout out to Questlove. He said she was backstage, just hanging out backstage with a reporter from the New York Times, that she said she could beat Dwayne Johnson in an arm wrestling contest. He said, we were all laughing because we thought it was a joke, but she was dead serious. She said, SZA, if she won, the New York Times reporter had to stop doing their story about Dwayne and make it about her instead. Dwayne said that he accepted the challenge, and guess who won?
The Rock.
Yeah, he won. was that a surprise?
No, I actually read the story on Questlove's Instagram page. So,
no.
You know, and the funny part is the way he told the story, I thought he was about to say SZA won.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But no, The Rock won.
When I first read it, that first time.
It went just the way anybody would have thought it would have went.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now, Future seems to love Miami. He bought a $16.3 million mansion about 30 days ago, less than a month ago.
I thought it was a condo.
Recently, he bought a $7.5 million condo in Miami. Now, it's yet to be built as a Bentley residence where they will have 4 parking spots in his actual residence. So he can drive right into the elevator and drive right up to his floor. And he has 4 spots on his floor. So he's really loving Miami right now.
That might be an investment property, right?
Maybe. Maybe. I'm sure it's going to, I mean, it's not built yet, so it's definitely going to be worth more when it's finally built. So,
damn.
But that's $7.5 million.
If you got 2 locations in Miami and you Future, boy, you're going to have women stressed out wondering why they didn't get invited to the mansion and only to the condo.
That's true. Goodness gracious.
I can probably tell you what the condo is for. Okay. Mansions is probably the mansion is for the women he takes serious. The condo is for the others.
Yeah, because you think about it. You drive right in the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody sees you.
Mm-hmm.
You go right up to your floor.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you got
to
do.
Will they let Uber in there, though? Will Uber be allowed to just, because I know you're going to call the Uber for it. So will Uber be allowed to just drive in there, drop them off, then drive in, pick them up, and take them back?
So it shouldn't be a Bentley residence. It should be an Uber residence where Ubers can get right up to there. Bloop.
I guess.
Let you out.
All right. Hold on. So it's Bentley because of the car?
Yeah. Like they have a Porsche residence out there where Porsche owns
really?
A Porsche building, yeah.
Boy, y'all rich. I didn't know nothing about that. Damn.
You thought Bentley was a person?
I just thought that was the name of a building. No. I didn't know that was actually because of the car.
It's the Bentley
residence. So you got to have a Bentley to live in?
No, but it's Bentley residences.
Did not know that.
Yes.
Wow.
Porsche has one out in Miami right now as well.
I just be acting my ways. Do they have a Civic residence?
You mean a Honda residence?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Really?
Maybe.
Nissan residence?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know. Learn something new every day.
That one's in Brooklyn, though.
What?
Not in Miami.
What?
The Honda one.
That's disrespectful.
Yeah, I know. Just a little bit. All right, and that is your rumor report. Up next, the People's Choice Mix. Get your request in 800-585-1051. Let me know what you want to hear. And it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
There's so many offers going on for the holidays, but one really stood out to me, Verizon. When you switch to Verizon, you get a gift for you and a gift to give. Might want to go check out your Verizon store if you're down to save a bunch of money. The People's Choice Mix is up next. Morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. I'm DJ Envy.
I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God with the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Oh, you already said that. My bad.
Yeah, and we got to shout to you guys out there. Because of you guys, we've been on this box for 13 years.
13 years.
Yes, which is great. Amazing.
So, well, and I think we got to give ourselves some credit, too. Because, yes, you know, to be on 13 years, you have to have a very loyal listenership, strong listenership.
Correct.
And I don't think you get that unless you're giving the people something they actually want to listen to.
That's right.
So that's what I be trying to tell people all the time, man. It's all about consistency. You know what I mean? I don't care about being that, you know, white hot thing for the moment. We've been that.
Correct.
You know, after that, you got to be consistent. 13 years of consistency.
That's right.
Okay? I would rather have 13 years averaging, you know, 28 and 15 and 11 than have, you know, 13 months of averaging 40, 30, and 20.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Which a lot of y'all do, by the way. We've seen them come, we've seen them go.
We have.
Breakfast Club is still here.
That is correct.
All praises due to God.
Absolutely. All right. When we come back, we got the positive note. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. We are The Breakfast Club. I'm DJ Envy.
And I go by the name of Charlamagne Tha God. We are the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Hello.
That is right. Shout to my young brother, Derek Whitehead, my young nephew, as I call him. He's playing tonight. He goes to Duke. He's playing tonight at the Garden, so I'm going to go check him out tonight and go watch him play. He broke his foot about a month ago, so he's just recovering, so I'm excited to see him play at the Garden. I mean, him and Logan and their team played on 60 Elite. That's actually where I met my assistant. She actually was the coach of the team. Mercedes used to coach.
Mercedes tall ass should have been playing.
Well, she played for Connecticut. She did play for Connecticut.
She better.
And then she got injured. Yeah.
Tall ass with them big feet. You know what's so crazy? Every time I see Mercedes, I act like I'm crossing her up. And I,
you know what she said? That she was like, every time I see Charlamagne and Clue, they act like they either posted me up or crossed me up. She was like, I don't know why they do that to me.
I didn't even know she used to play ball. She just so damn tall. I'm just like, And you know what's so crazy? When I start doing it, she just automatically goes in the mode. Like, she start doing up defenses. I'm like, oh, she must know a little something.
My goodness. All right. Well, leave us on a positive note.
The positive note is simply this. First of all, I want to tell y'all, too, man, make sure you stream my late night talk show, Hell of a Week, on Paramount Plus. You know what I mean? It's available right now. The last episode with Amanda Seals, Val Demings, Trayvon Free, and Little Rel is available right now for streaming on Paramount Plus. And we're back this week with a new episode. And I'm trying to get Dr. Umar on, goddammit. I'm trying.
You can get him on where?
On my late night talk show, okay?
Oh, you doing it right before holidays, huh?
Listen, I want to have Dr. Umar on. I feel like Dr. Umar needs to be heard more, right?
Okay.
But listen, the positive note is simply this. Whatever you are willing to put up with is exactly what you will get. I said, whatever you are willing to put up with is exactly what you will get.
All right.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro? Amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa, everywhere you want to be.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.